we have a two-year undergraduate program. As a part of that undergraduate curriculum, study abroad is a tremendous component of that. So each year, the students craft their experience, and they go to a country with design learning outcomes that they have indeed come up with. Another thing that we do at Longwood is we partner with a Department of State to issue J-1 visas for staff and students from abroad to come live, work, and learn at Longwood Gardens in our community. Our commitment to international and cultural acceptance is very high. That's one of our core values at Longwood. Another thing that we've done is we've partnered with gardens in the UK and China and Singapore to craft placements for our students so that they can go and design an experience for learning at that institution. So some of the things I'm going to talk about has been alluded to already through Anne-Marie's presentation, but that's really before the students go or before the student goes, and that's to really establish those expectations. The expectations for learning, the expectations of how you're going to communicate before, but also while the student's abroad or while you're abroad with the students. Making sure that they understand those learning outcomes and how those learning outcomes are going to be achieved, how they're going to represent our institution of Longwood or your institution or your department, ensuring that they understand how they're going to represent the United States. And if you're going with a group, one of the most important things that I think you need to do in anticipation of leaving the country is establishing those group norms. So not only are you talking about the culture that you're going to experience, but you're getting those students in a room together so they can manage those relationships that they'll have while they're abroad. Because this is a transformational experience. What these students will see, what they'll do, and how they'll feel is going to transform their thinking, and they're going to do that in a group. And so establishing those norms, I think, is very, very important. While you're abroad, having the right partners is so critical, especially when you have design learning outcomes. You want to ensure that those partners are able to deliver the experience or provide the environment for those learning outcomes to be achieved. And that environment's very important. Not is it just where that experience is taking place, but it needs to be an atmosphere that's comfortable for learning and supportive of learning. One of the things that Anne-Marie alluded to a little bit already is the unexpected. When you're traveling abroad and you're not familiar with how transportation works, or someone sleeps in late or someone's sick, you have to really embrace the unexpected. Turn that traumatic, sometimes challenge, into a learning experience for the students. When you're most uncomfortable and these students are most uncomfortable, that's when the learning and the growth is maximized. And I think one of the other things that's really important when you're crafting this experience for a student who might be doing a semester abroad or a group of students who are traveling together is to ensure that you have that exchange of learning, to know that it's a two-way street. It's not just you going to learn and to absorb. It has to be an opportunity for our hosts or your partners abroad to also learn and to grow and to have that transformation. And you have to know there's just no right recipe. You know, there's no perfect thing that's going to make this experience wonderful. There's so many unexplained, unplanned things that happen that really make an experience wonderful. And this is a great example when we were traveling to South Africa for a study abroad. And the whole purpose of this trip to South Africa was to learn about how they are conserving some threatened species in natural habitats, looking at conservation and how botanic gardens are collecting plants, preserving those, and then even marketing some of those for use in horticulture. Our flight left late from the U.S. We missed our flight in Amsterdam, and so we got to spend the night in the airport. And you can see a lot of the students are sleeping, but that was a tremendous bonding moment. And it's important that we had set those expectations, and we in anticipation of us leaving, we talked about those group norms. And so we talked about having a positive attitude, and we talked about the importance of supporting one another, and if someone's grouchy or someone's not feeling well, how we would handle that situation. And because we'd had that conversation in advance, this was easy. Crafting that right learning experience, I think Anne-Marie hit on this really well, and Kurt set this up too, is knowing where you're going to go and how that experience can unfold. Having trust in your partners or individuals that you're working with to deliver that learning experience. This is another example when we were in South Africa, and the only place that we could have learned this or had those takeaways was here. This was a preserve where there were the last of several bulb species, so a critically endangered plant species. And we had a wonderful guide take us here, show us the plants in bloom, and talk about how they were being preserved, how they were being conserved, and how they were being transported into the public gardens. And so making sure that you have the right partners and the right place to craft that experience. This couldn't have been done in a classroom in the United States. We talked about service learning and service learning abroad. These are our students in the UK, and they are working at a garden called the Annett Garden, which is in England. And this garden, the whole premise and what this garden celebrates is working with underprivileged youth, individuals with special needs. And so talking about building something, contributing to something, and seeing the results of that in action, our students were able to craft and build a garden that people with disabilities could reach and could experience, and to do so with a garden that has that as its mission and as its core values. The students will never forget this. This was something that they built with their hands, that they contributed to, and they did it with the gardeners there. So it wasn't, that's that exchange of learning and that exchange of knowledge and exchange of experience. This is a group of us in China talking about magnolia conservation. And so the students had to present why they were interested in conservation and what they learned about conservation in the U.S. and have dialogue with these administrators about conservation and the importance of conservation and how China was doing conservation of magnolias. And obviously, there is a tremendous language barrier here. And so there's some things, as much preparation as you do, there's some things you absolutely can't prepare for. And to give a presentation to distinguished colleagues from another country in a language, English, and then to have to pause so that it can be translated, you can't replicate that. But a great, tremendous experience in public speaking, but also exchange of knowledge and diplomacy. This is another example when we were in China and our students had an opportunity to do a workshop in Penjing. So our partners, this is Qinshan Botanical Garden, just right outside of Shanghai. Our partners here were wonderful, and this is a garden that we have a close relationship with, and they ensured that each one of our students, we took 10 students on this trip, each one of our students had their own individual tree to practice Penjing on. So imagine the amount of preparation and planning that had to go into this from our partners. You know, they had to purchase the materials, make sure the materials were available, to stage it, and then to have the staffing and the expertise there to train our students in this art. That's why it's really important to make sure you have the right partners to craft the right experience. This is our students at Kew, the Royal Botanic Gardens Kew, and learning about how they do plant collections and comparing how they do plant collections with how Longwood Gardens does plant collections. This is a group in Spain, and I think you're seeing the diversity of experiences that have been crafted over the years here. But this was all about how the garden in Spain, this was in Malaga, how they do tours and how they do docent training and how they do guest experience. And so our students are very interested in public gardens and public horticulture and engaging guests. And so this session was all about how they communicate with their guests and how they provide a wonderful experience. The right place. I can't stress enough to you all how important this is. And sometimes it takes a little bit extra effort and time to ensure that you get to that right place. But if you're not at the right destination, you may not be able to achieve those learning outcomes. And you may not have the right partner that can deliver those learning outcomes. And you may not get it right every single time, and that's okay. That's a learning experience for you. This is a great example of that. And I think pushing people into areas where they're very uncomfortable is when learning happens the most and growth happens the most and transformation truly occurs. And so this was a project that we did in South Africa where we looked at how an outreach group was working with youth to talk about where produce comes from. And so this was in one of the camps where they truly don't have running water. There's no grass, there's no greenery, and they were actually planting vegetables in old tires and growing vegetables in tires for the children so that, one, they would have fresh produce, but also so they would understand how plants grow and where their produce comes from. And so we had the opportunity to meet the youth, but also to visit this outreach site and to be in an environment that is very unlike any place we've ever visited before. And the relationships that we made there and the heartstrings that were tugged transformed all of us. Right place, again, here in China. This is us doing plant exploration, looking for magnolias that are threatened. And so this is the group that we got to work with, and we got to go out and look at how they do GPS, how they do plant conservation, and how they search for these rare magnolias. This is a group that we took to Thailand, and this was in 2007. And we were hosted by a university called Meizhou University, which is in Chiang Mai. And this is an example of how you build those reciprocal MOU agreements with universities abroad. And so at the time, Mississippi State had a wonderful partnership with Meizhou University. We'd hosted faculty in our department, mentored faculty remotely from our department, and the school wanted to engage our students and to really bring the students together. And so we went to Meizhou University, and we were in Thailand for 3 weeks. And the experiences that we had were amazing, but it wasn't necessarily amazing because of the learning outcomes. It was really because of the interdisciplinary study that we achieved. So this study abroad wasn't just horticulture. These were students that were in plant science, horticulture, landscape architecture, international business, and pre-law. And so it was an interdisciplinary study where students from horticulture were learning from international business, who were learning from pre-law, and it was wonderful. And the relationships that we formed were outstanding. This is us again at Meizhou University. The right reasons, and this is where I'm going to kind of bring my talk to a conclusion. It's not all about the learning outcomes, and Anne-Marie talked about this on one of her slides with the graph. Some of it is that personal growth. You have to remember that some of these students have never left their state. Some of these students have never flown. Some of these students have never interacted with individuals from another country. And those are the reasons that I think we truly do study abroad, and we showcase the international discipline of horticulture, but just international and global culture. So it is important to get them out and to have fun, to have unstructured time, to give them time to reflect, and most importantly, give them time to have fun with one another, but with you. You know, when you're traveling with the students, if you're doing so, or a peer from your department's doing so, you have to be vulnerable too. You're learning, you're growing, and you're doing that together. And so remember that you're wearing multiple hats in an experience like this. Not only are you a mentor or instructor or advisor, but you're also a peer experiencing the same growth. Experiences like this, one will never forget. We'll never forget. And I'll close on this. Don't take for granted who you'll meet and who we'll be in touch with through these experiences. This was a young lad that we met on a rest stop. So this was a rest stop in Thailand. It was beautiful. Running water, koi. The bathrooms weren't closed in. But the students met this young gentleman on that trip, and they spoke to him or tried to speak to him in English. He didn't speak any English, but they were trying to say why they were there, and it was very obvious that he hadn't come across a lot of Americans before. And this happened early on in our trip, and they still talked about this boy after we returned to Mississippi State months later. And so I think that's another thing is when you return, that's when you really need to kind of pull everything together. So we've talked a lot about how you prepare to go and what you do while you're there. But it's equally as important to bring it all back home and to make sure that you're reminding the students of this experience and that you're helping them reflect and that you're sharing that experience with other colleagues, other students when you return to your home institution. Thank you.